I'm awake, and I'm awaking on September 11th. Father has been speaking to me as I have been sleeping. He's woke me up with these words. And right now, even in the midst while my eyes are still closed, I'm gonna intercede now for this country on September 11th. I'm gonna speak forth the words He wants me to say. Nikki and Elizabeth, I give you this responsibility to speak forth these words now. That this ministry is going to speak forth this warning now. Even as Elizabeth slept, I spoke to her to tell her what to say. Even as her flesh now desires still to sleep. Even as her eyes are still closed. I speak forth these words. It is September 11th, 2002. And as I look over mankind, to see what they have done with the allotted time, the extra time that I have given earth. What is it that I see? What is it that my eyes behold? For I answered the prayers of the righteous ones, who call out in my name, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, my son. They call out to me, and they say, give us more time to reach the lost soul. And so I have done this. This is what my eyes behold. Man lying with man. Woman lying with woman. Babies murdered in the womb. Man bent on being more evil each day. It is no different than in the time of Noah when I destroyed the earth. But I spare the righteous ones, the obedient ones, Noah and his family. So again I say and I warn, I will only spare the righteous ones. September 11th, 2001, is spoken of all over this world, but only of the tragedy, only of the destruction. How few give me the glory. For I did miracles untold on this day. I saved lives that did not even merit saving. But instead of remembering this day to bring me glory of the miracles that I've done, instead I hear my name slandered of how could God have done this. Even my own preachers who preach my word, Speak as though I had no right to bring judgment to this earth. I am the creator. You forget you are the created one. And so this day I grieve. As I hear this again and again, do you forget who is the judge of all creation? Since when are the created ones to judge the creator? I look at the word marriage. I see what it represents to you. I created Adam and Eve. Then why are the same sex marrying? Well, everything I've said is an abomination. Why does this earth now lift up? As if in pride, they take the sins of this earth and fling them in my face. And now dare say, we are the creators, we will create a new human race. Where are my holy men that lift up the holy hands to me? Why are they not the spiritual head of the household? Why are the wives ruling the marriages? Why are the men cowering in the corners? Again, I have to raise up the Deborahs around this world. To do the job that the men were supposed to be doing. It is the women who know my word. Not all, but in so many cases. It is the women that say this is the true Sabbath day. We will honor it. It is the women who take the children and raise them up spiritually. And then you wonder why the homes fall. You wonder why juvenile delinquency rises. You wonder why your schools are a place. Even the most hardened criminal would fear. You wonder why the children rule the parents. It is because my voices you will not hear. My voice you will not hear. My good book is only referred to as another book. The laws are referred to as outdated. I observe today. What do my children do with the new knowledge? that they did not have before. Siloko Siloko Tinakatanda. For you are held accountable for what you know. Siloko Siloko Tanahara. If you did not know that these holy feasts, Siloko Siloko Tinakatanda, were holy days unto me, Siloko Siloko Tinakatanda, then you were not held accountable. Siloko Siloko Tinakatanda. But I am now showing you, how the high holy day, how the holy feast day, were good enough for my son Yahshua to observe, how much more should you observe them, my son Yahshua, is the Lord of the Sabbath, the Lord of Shabbat, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Katanda, even when you know the correct day, Silokos Lokotina Katanda, how many of you still fill the churches on a Sunday, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Nakaslakatina Katanda, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Nakatina Katanda, you preachers are going to be held accountable, Silokos Lokotina Katanda, again and again I've said, Silokos Lokotoma Nanahara Nakatina Nakotina Katahara Nakatia. You honor man's Sabbath, Silokos Lokotina Katana Kotina Katanda, and shove my true day aside, Silokos Lokotoma Kosilokotina Katanda. It was good enough for the Creator, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Nakatina Katanda, but the Creator thinks they have a better way, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Nakaslokatana Nakotina Katanda. And so on this day of September 11th, Silokos Lokotomas Nakatina Katana Kotina Katanda. I look on earth, and if it had not been for the prayers of the righteous, it availeth much. Destruction would have come to earth this day. But instead, I give you more allotted time. Although I hear my true children say, oh, come, Yahshua, come quickly today. This earth is hell-bent, even the earth quakes and shakes in fear, for the earth knows, the judge of all creation, is going to judge this earth, and will quickly appear. Your waters are polluted, because of man-made sin. You wipe out species of animals. Simply because you want to murder. Or you want to wipe out their habitat. For your own foolish purposes. But I have preserved each species in heaven, species this earth no longer sees, and my children, whose home will be in heaven, be assured these species I've saved for thee, I love you, my beloved children, those who are not afraid to do everything I say. Those that respect the the holy days, those who cry out and long for Yeshua to come, they are like the five wise virgins. They have the oil in their lamps as they wait, and they have extra oil besides. For they know not what hour nor what day. They know that he'll return on us Shabbat. But what Shabbat? I've told this handmaid to be on a Rosh Hashanah. And one coming shall be. But what Rosh Hashanah? My word says he'll come in the midnight hours. But what midnight hours? So as my beloved ones try to calculate, what hour my son will come? My dear ones, this is foolishness. Instead, just work for me and occupy. Keep your lamp lit. So work to bring the only treasure you can. When you leave this earth. For no one is going to know, as a thief appears in the night, so will the love of your life. But will he find you, without spot or wrinkle? For wives, you symbolize the bride. Husbands, you symbolize the bridegroom. This is how you will know if you were pleasing unto me. The wives, who have godly husbands, who cry out in Yeshua's name, who do all they can to obey me and my word. I ask you this, are you doing all you can to obey that godly man? I ask this to the husband, who symbolize the bridegroom. Are you doing all you can to love and protect her, to be the head and not the tail? Do you deserve the respect that she desires to obey you? The way the bride of Yeshua should be obeying him. Solo Are you praying with your family? Are you on your knees with your wife? Do you hold her hands when you pray? Do you bless your children? Do you observe my holy days? Are you honoring me on the true Sabbath? Are you just having your pleasure in your way? Are you an example of the godliness? These are questions that I ask you this day. Do you stand up for holiness and righteousness? Or are you surfing for porn on the internet? Do you think your sin is hidden in secret? Even those who stand behind the pulpit. Are you worthy of respect? Of the word husband? For you stand for the bridegroom that comes. My son rules with love and compassion. Do you think that you're going to rule your household with nothing but brute force? Repent today, those who call themselves husbands. For so many of you are not worthy of your wife's respect. But for those husbands that reflect the soon coming bridegroom. You are worthy of that respect. And you must demand that your household respects all that you stand for. And they will love and they will honor you. And they will desire to obey. Just as surely as the bride of Yeshua desires to obey. So instead, on the September 11th, of accusing your Creator, or listening to those accuse your Creator, hang your heads in shame. For the Created One, that I formed from dust, just a lump of dirt in a hand, and I breathed into it and created man, has no right, no place to judge the Almighty God Yahweh, the Creator. Judgment's going to rain down again. Judgment has already begun. First it begun at the house of the Lord. Those that are called by Yeshua's name. And if I do not spare my own house, how much more will I judge the heathen? Solokotia, for the stench of their sins. Solokos lokotoma nakati. Asalakas lakatana nakotoma slakayinakatana. Salakas lakatana. So I have spoken this day. Solokos lokotina nara nakatia nakatana. To this handmaiden. Solokos lokotoma slakatinakatana. And she has obeyed me and now gives you these words. Solokos lokotoma slakatinakata. Oren nakotoma slakatinakas lakatinakatana. On September 11th, 2002. So it is spoken, so it will be written. How many of you will allow me to get your garments spotless and white, silicos locotina katana and cotina katana, salakatana cotia, before I send my son, silicos locotomas nakatina katana cotia? What bride would stand in her wedding gown, silicos locotina katana, covered in stains and spots, silicos locotina katana, silicos locotina katana? Ask yourself these questions, silicos locotina katana. When you beg my son to come, Solokos Lokotoma Slakati, Salakas Lakatenda, will you be found ready? Solokos Lokotina Katina Kotina Katenda, is your Solokos Lok bridal gown pure and clean? Solokos Lokotina Solokatia, Solokotina Katenda, is there enough oil in your lamp? Solokos Lokotina Katenda Nakatina Kotina, to continue to wait for him? Solokos Lokotoma Slakati, Salakas Lakata, Solokos Lokoto. Aranakatan nakotina kaslakatina katanda. Salakas lakatan nakotomus nakotina katanda. Salakas lakatan nakotina katanda. Or will you be like the five weeping, silicos lakotina katanda, and wailing, silicos lakotia, foolish virgin, silicos lakotina kaslakatina katanda, who run out of oil in the lamps, silicos lakotia, who tired of the weight, silicos lakotina katanda, asalakas lakatanda. O Solokos Lokotana Nokos Lokotina Salakatina Katana Nokotina Katanda Salakas Lakatana Nokos Lokotina Katanda Solokos Lokotomas Nakatina Nakas Lakatana Kotina. Be ready now, my children, Solokos Lokotana Masakatia, for the midnight hour is late. Salakas Lakatana Nokota Solokos Lokotoma Nakatina.